This ASAP Athletic Strength and Power podcast is brought to you by Play, the most innovative sports flooring ever. Play's dynamic surfaces outperform, outlast, and totally dominate the competition. This is Ed Sicali with Athletic Strength and Power Podcasts. Today, I'm in College Park, Maryland. I'm with the Assistant Athletic Director for Football Sports Performance right here in the Football Strength Training Complex. We're at the south end zone of Capital One Field. I'm with Coach Rick Court. He's joined us in previous ASAP videos and podcasts. We visit him at Bowling Green, Ohio State, Mississippi State. Now here we are tracking him down at the home of the Maryland Terrapins. Rick, welcome back to our ASAP podcast, sponsored by Play Sports Flooring.
Thanks, Ed, man. It's good to have you guys here, and it's good to see you guys back up here this summer.
Well, Rick, tell us what's going on here in Maryland. You're with the Terrapins now. It's a foundation build, and what we saw so far at the 7 a.m. group this morning, you guys are repping and roaring.
Yeah, I mean, we're full speed ahead, and our guys are doing great. You know, we're in the middle of our, obviously, our summer program, getting ready to start up camp in a couple weeks. We got approximately 9 days left to finish our summer, and our guys are where we want them to be at this point in the summer and the program moving forward.
It's a Tuesday morning session. Coach, can you tell me what we're looking at today? What are you guys going through and what you're trying to accomplish?
Yeah, today we're doing an emphasis on, you know, plyometrics, you know, our explosive work with our med ball throws. It's a, you know, squat lower body emphasis day. We got a little bit of upper body. We had a team run yesterday, kind of tweaked the schedule up a little bit, which I always do the last couple of weeks of the summer just to make things fresh. So we had a team run yesterday, and today we're, you know, emphasis lower body, and then, you know, throwing in some upper body as well. And I mean, they attacked the first group attacked today, which you know, was expected.
Coach, something really relevant in college football, pro football, all of football these days is the situation with the head and the neck and everything. How do you guys attack that? How do you guys go about trying to counter that and get your players prepared for that type of a contact sport like you guys are in?
Well, I mean, there's a lot of research out now. I mean, fortunately for me, I mean, it's just been part of strength training for me really since I was in the eighth or ninth grade. That was the first time I ever trained my neck and head when I was in high school. We had a couple first generation Nautilus neck machines. I've just been fortunate to be around strength coaches and mentors that was an emphasis of the program, and it's stuck with us as a staple of what, you know, we do in the programs that I'm running. I mean, our thing with it is we train and emphasize like we do any part of the body. You know, some programs squat day and deadlift and bench and cleans or whatever. The way we emphasize neck is the same way we emphasize any exercise in our program. And, you know, we do that body part in different variations, anywhere from 3 to 4 days a week. And we do it consistently like that throughout the entire year.
Well, Coach, you certainly have to be close to leading the Big Ten in neck machines. I see these Rogers pendulum neck pieces lined up. This has to be a Big Ten leader.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know if it is or not. I mean, I know, you know, we try to have a good amount of variety of the machines that we have in here. And then essentially with the neck, you know, we want to almost have as many, you know, neck machines as we have racks, because we don't want to just have a, you know, circuit station workout. When our guys go to the neck, they get in the machine, they can do the protocol for the day, and there's not a lot of standing around waiting or anything like that. And then it makes it for us to be able to coach it more efficiently so that we can get a couple coaches over there at a time. It's not just an exercise that's, you know, hey, go do that in the corner and have a great time with it. We coach it, you know, hands-on, just like we do every exercise we have.
Coach, if I wanted to bust up and train my legs a little harder today, and I was going to go jump on those pit sharks over there, what would your routine be? What would the Terrapins do?
Well, what we do on the pit shark is we treat the pit shark really just like any of our multi-joint exercises. So whatever our chart is for our, you know, our deadlift or our squat day, you know, if you're somebody who goes on the pit shark, or, you know, a lot of times we give our guys options of how they want to train their lower body in a multi-joint capacity, and a guy picks a pit shark, they're going to use a chart in a format the same way we do, you know, a free weight barbell back squat, front squat, or deadlift. And, you know, they're going to load it the same. Mm-hmm. We got it preset always with 400 pounds in a 35 or in a 45 pound plate on each side. So even though, you know, that's, for argument's sake, 490 pounds, obviously also with the cage, you know, we count that as 135 pounds. and then we add from there. So the kids don't get disrupted on how they count the weight.
So the protocol could change from day to day or week to week. It's it might be five by five or three by whatever. Right?
Yeah, I mean, typically what we'll do on that is we'll do a four sets of six protocol or a four sets of eight protocol. And then once we do, you know, say for instance today, a guy on it would have done 4x6, and then after he did his 4x6, he would have taken his second set, which would have been a 65%, you know, range, so to speak, and he would have done that for an additional three sets of four, you know, and that's more of a, you know, tempo, get your really good reps in, next guy goes and pop back in, so that you can kind of get you know, a good amount of volume on there in a quick amount of time without doing a bunch of high reps.
Coach, you guys are really focused here. In fact, sitting right here in your office, you know, it's a little more than a 30-yard pass that I would have to throw to hit the end zone of your stadium right here at Capital One Stadium here at the University of Maryland. But things are going to change. This weight room is right at the end zone of your giant stadium here. But things are about to change. What's going on with the new development? Tell us about that.
Yeah, right now we the Cole Fieldhouse project. Cole Fieldhouse was the basketball arena here. I mean, successful, obviously, program for many years. And that's now getting revamped into the new Cole Fieldhouse, which is going to house our indoor, which is really more than underway right now. Probably ahead of schedule if you're watching the guys work every day. Our new indoor facility is going to be up and running by the middle of this coming winter, 2017. And then as soon as they end that indoor project, or we can get in there, and if we got to get inside to run or practice, as soon as that's done, they're going to start building the rest of the project, which is going to be our operations, you know, building for football with the weight room, training room, lounge, meeting rooms, full station style cafeteria and academic area for football. And it's going to be second to none. It's going to be a $160 million project in total. So there's not any corners getting cut on this project. The weight room is going to be just under 20,000 square feet of weight room space. And then we're going to have a cardio deck that's going to be a little above 4,000 square feet, you know, just for a cardio area. So for us, it's going to be a little bit more of an area than just having cardio pieces. We're going to have some other, you know, fun things to do up there as well for our players. But right now we're really excited about the project, and it's a lot of work, but it's fun work that we're able to plan for.
Mm-hmm. So as an assistant athletic director here at the University of Maryland, you're basically probably really tied into that whole project.
Yeah, I mean, I fortunately, you know, with Coach and Jason Bazin, our you know, director of football operations, you know, we've been involved in a lot of meetings, and you know, my opinion's been asked on a lot of things, you know, more specifically from a performance standpoint of the weight room and the dining hall. And then our trainer, you know, Wes Robinson's done a great job of making sure that room is going to be cutting edge and forward thinking as well. So, you know, there's a lot of great people in place here that are getting thoughts. I'm just excited that I'm a part of, you know, knowing what's happening step by step in the areas that touch our athletes.
And Coach, you got here in probably what, January, and have you made changes in the way the nutrition is run here, or, you know, how have you handled that?
Yeah, I got here actually the first, you know, week and a half of December, you know, just went through the evaluation process to make sure that everything was going well and what we needed to upgrade and get our hands on for our culture. And we had really good nutrition. I know that they were putting in a lot of time and hours to do what we needed to get done for our football players. And, you know, at the end of the day, we provide a service for them, and it's our obligation and our responsibility to give them everything we got from every aspect. And nutrition is huge in your performance, not only athletically, but academically, to have enough energy to get through the day. And our nutritionists do a great job. We recently, you know, promoted one of our nutritionists to full time, and, you know, she does an outstanding job with our football players.
Coach Court, there's a new head football coach here in town. How would you describe him, and what's he all about?
I mean, really passionate and caring about the kids in football and making sure that we do things the right way. I mean, he's no nonsense, aggressive. He's an exciting guy. He brings an excitement to the building that I think definitely rubs off on us as coaches and the players as well. I mean, I think every man for himself would say the same thing. And, you know, that's an environment you want to be in. I mean, when you can work for a guy that's passionate and is about the right things every day, I mean, coming to work is, you know, I mean, I can't wait to jump out of bed and get here and get rolling every day.
We definitely saw that, Coach. You guys are amped. You guys are fired up. You've got this whole staff fired up. For me to be on your staff, I'd have to, you know, consume mass quantities of Pete's coffee every day. I don't know how you guys do it, but and I don't know how your voice is ready to. I guess you can't talk after you know 2 p.m. You have any questions for me?
No, Ed. I'm excited that, you know, you guys have, you know, got to see us train. I always take a lot of pride in when you and Ted come down and getting your guys's, you know, evaluation of me and my staff and how our program is, and you know, I always, you know, learn as much from you, I think, as you guys take away from watching us train.
Excellent. Well, Coach Rick Court, he's the assistant athletic director here at University of Maryland, and he's in charge of football sports performance. He's doing a great job, and he's got this thing rolling. I've talked to a couple players, and they said they're really excited about it. So I saw those guys up at the dining hall, and they just were elated about the way Coach Court's running this whole program and everything. Coach Court, thanks for joining us for another ASAP podcast.
Thanks a lot, Ed. Make sure when you guys head back, travel safe.